And welcome back to WRMJ's Relay for Life Radiothon. John Hoshite with you once again, and joining me now is Doug Cadu. And Doug is a colon cancer survivor. And I was asking you, Doug, before we got going, I guess I didn't know that, so kind of tell me your story. How did you come to find you had colon cancer, and what's been going on?
Well, for about a year, John, I hadn't been feeling quite right. Just thought it was the aging process. But progressively things got worse, and finally came to a point so bad that I knew something was not right. And so just started up in Aledo at the clinic, and we just started with a simple round of some chest x-rays and blood tests, and got a call immediately back and said I needed to report to the hospital. They didn't really know what was wrong yet, and it took about another 2 or 3 weeks, and eventually the colonoscopy found it. And I had a large tumor in my colon. And so then the process started, and that was just about a year ago.
And you were kind of saying one thing, too, when you weren't feeling well. You were playing internet doctor, and you were saying that usually doesn't turn out too well.
Yeah, don't use WebMD, although it's a fantastic tool. And I was Googling what my symptoms were, and should not have done that. And luckily I did not wait too long, but it was stage 3 when they found it. But had I waited much longer, it would have been substantially worse.
Yeah, I know we preach that here on Relay for Life, is if you're feeling certain symptoms or whatever, don't put it off. So it sounds like you caught it just in time. And you kind of had an interesting situation too, as far as you and your dad is concerned.
Yeah, pretty unusual. My father in fall of 2019 had to go to the hospital in an emergency, and he also was having colon cancer. So at the pretty much the same time, I was about a month or two behind him, both of us were being treated for colon cancer, and we did go to different hospitals for different reasons, and our treatment was quite a bit different. But yeah, very unusual that father and son are fighting the same disease at the same time.
Did they say that the family history or the genetics could have something to do with it?
My father has been tested on it, and that was the concern initially, but it does not appear that. And we really do not have cancer in our family until now. So it was not being treated that way as a genetic situation.
Well, listen, Doug, we're certainly glad to hear things are going well for you, and we want to thank you for sharing your story today here on the Relay for Life Radiothon.
Thank you very much, John.
That's Doug Cadu, once again, a colon cancer survivor, and as you heard him say, if you're starting to feel certain symptoms, get them checked out. Don't wait too long. And once again, if you'd like to help us out here today, give us a call at 582-5626. That's 582-5626. Make a pledge and help us raise money to help fight cancer here on WRMJ's Mercer County Relay for Life Radiothon.